unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about them.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all,
y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this latest edition, a special edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. I'm coming at you from the business department, from the the College of Business. I want to make sure I word these things correctly. From the campus of Delaware State University in Dover, Delaware, where my day job, ESPN, First Take, every weekday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. We hosted the show here today. The audience was absolutely fabulous. The institution, Delaware State, was first class all the way, without question. The best HBCU environment the show had been in to date. There's a lot of people down the pike that's going to have something to live up to, to measure up to, because Del State set it off. Let's make no mistake about that. We got a jam-packed show coming your way today. A lot of stuff that I got to get into. I got a little attitude today because that damn Phil Jackson got on my nerves. You know Phil Jackson, the 11-time championship basketball coach, formerly of the Chicago Bulls, with Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, and those boys, and then in L.A. with Kobe and Shaq. The man's coming out with a book and was talking about Carmelo Anthony. I don't like what he said, but I'll get into all of that a little bit later. That is not a priority right now. I'll definitely get into that. Michael Jordan making news because he's reminding the world he doesn't like load management. Damn it, neither do I. Neither do I. And obviously, if we're talking about load management, you know I'm going to bring up Kawhi Leonard, because who's better at getting time off than him? The man's a professional. Ladies and gentlemen, the man's a professional at getting time off. I've never seen anybody like Kawhi Leonard. I've never seen anybody in my life that is absolute pro can give lessons on how to get paid for not working. I've never seen it. Now, I know he's been working thus far in the first four games with the Clippers, 2-2, but I'll get into that a little bit later. First order of business is the National Football League, because Lamar Jackson is returning to action. It's scheduled Thursday night. The Baltimore Ravens go up against the Miami Dolphins, and there's a lot of noise that's being made because there's pressure in a lot of people's eyes on Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens, because they're 2-5. They're saddled in third place within their own division. They're on the outside looking in at a postseason berth, and chances are, what are the chances, actually, that the Baltimore Ravens are going to make the postseason? I'm asking y'all to pump the damn brakes and calm down. That's what I'm asking. Because even though they're 2-5, 11 teams since 1990 have made the playoffs after starting 2-5. And there's no reason for me to believe that the Baltimore Ravens can't be the 12th when I consider what division that they're in. They're in the same division as the Pittsburgh Steelers, whose defense is horrible. They're ranked like 30th in the league, okay? We know that the Steelers' defense is nothing. This is no steel curtain. Those days are long gone. They've struggled, and they've struggled miserably. You can score on them. They've given up 68 points over the last two games. They ranked 30th defensively, okay? They've given up over 400-plus yards of offense to the opposition in four of their first seven games. They can't seem to stop a damn cold. And it doesn't make sense when you consider the fact that they spent over $155 million this offseason on improving their defense. The Darius Slays of the world, Sean Elliott's of the world, the TJ Watts of the world, the Cam Haywards of the world, and others. Where the hell is everybody? Suddenly, we're looking at a Pittsburgh Steelers team, a team that lost their final four regular season games of the season before losing to the Baltimore Ravens in the playoffs, which means they ended the season on a five-game losing streak last year. Who the hell is to say that's not going to happen this year? The season before that, they split their six games, their final six games of the regular season, going 3-3. Who's to say that's not going to happen this year? Keep in mind that the Baltimore Ravens play them not once but twice. They haven't played them yet. They got two games against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're two games back. And by the way, they don't fade into oblivion like the Pittsburgh Steelers do as the season wanes. The Baltimore Ravens can still win this division. When you look at Cleveland, we don't even have to consider them. They can't score. So if they can't score, what kind of a threat are they? You got to score points to win games. They don't score. The only thing left interesting about Cleveland is two things. Is Myles Garrett, after getting $122 million guaranteed, after being paid a $41 million contract, is he going to demand a trade? That's one. And number two, when the hell are we going to see Shedeur Sanders? Those are the only two things interesting about the Cleveland Browns. That's it. Cincinnati, we know their defense is trash. The other thing to consider about them is that in 6 years in this league, Joe Burrow will have been out 3 years. When are you going to figure out Zach Taylor that you can't line him up in the shotgun and allow him to be target practice for opposing defenses? You got to do something to put him in a position where he's handing the ball off. He's able to engage in play action. He's able to do something that doesn't allow you to just tee off on him. But Zach Taylor hasn't done it. He hasn't protected his quarterback. In 3 of the last 5 years, he's out. So because of that, Cincinnati ain't but so much of a threat, because even with Joe Flacco throwing you the football and being able to put up some points to throw to Jamar Chase and to T. Higgins and those boys, your defense can't stop a cold. Which leaves us to Baltimore. If you're the Pittsburgh Steelers and you're the Baltimore Ravens, this should easily emerge into a two-horse race. And if it should emerge into a two-horse race, we have to look at things, and we have to look at things with a level of pragmatism that it deserves. Lamar Jackson is an all-world caliber player. But something's happened to Baltimore's mystique. You're John Harbaugh. How the hell is this defense looking like this? I mean, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we all know. I'm friends with Ray Lewis. I ain't never heard Ray Lewis this quiet. I ain't never heard him this quiet. And what that says to me is that he knows that this defense is not good. And if they're not careful, it could cost John Harbaugh his job in Baltimore. I don't think it will, because the history is too long and too established, but anything's possible. Anything's possible. So I think it's important to look at it from that standpoint and to say to yourself, okay, Baltimore could still sit up there and make a run. But as I look at them right now, and I'm wondering, what the hell do they do to get their ship steered in the right direction? I'm thinking about their need. They're like the Dallas Cowboys. They need an edge rusher. They need somebody to get to the quarterback. Because the Baltimore Ravens are not having that anymore, and they're putting too much pressure on their offense to produce, and the offense can do only but so much, especially without Lamar Jackson. You're the Dallas Cowboys. You're another team. You need an edge rusher. That's what you need. I'm just looking at things right now, and I'm saying, you're Jerry Jones. You let go of Micah Parsons. You can't get to the quarterback. You got opposing quarterbacks dropping back in the pocket, purviewing the landscape, taking pictures, calling their honeys, ordering Uber Eats or DoorDash before they throw a damn pass. Because that's how much time they have. Because guess what? You can't get to them as a defense. Just imagine for 1 second if the Dallas Cowboys had a pass rush. Imagine if their defense was halfway decent. Imagine what we'd be looking at. Imagine what we'd be saying about this prolific offense led by Dak Prescott with CeeDee Lamb and with George Pickens as their wideouts. With Ferguson running the football, with Javonte Williams running the football as effectively as he has, what would we say? Where would we go? What would we do? We'd have to look at things a little bit differently. But as Tuesday's 4 p.m. NFL trading deadline rapidly approaches, we got to look at it from that standpoint and say, listen, there's a lot of things and there's a lot of teams out there that have a need. My question to all of you out there is, who has the biggest needs? If you're the Philadelphia Eagles, do you trade A.J. Brown? I say hell no. I don't want to hear, you know what, he's whining and sending cryptic tweets about not getting the ball. Damn that. He's A.J. Brown. I'm really getting sick and tired of looking at certain people and everybody's acting like everything is supposed to be kumbaya. You a coach. You a GM. You ain't playing. Do something. So what, somebody gives you a headache? So what, somebody forces you to take a little Motrin or Tylenol or something? So what, somebody's a little bit noisy? Can they ball? And do they do so when it counts most? That's A.J. Brown. That's A.J. Brown. So I'm just saying, you got to look at this from that standpoint. You got to wonder what teams need what. We're going to encapsulate both conferences as the NFL trading deadline approaches. Let's look at this two ways, okay? You got Baltimore, because I still think Baltimore will likely win the AFC North. I'm not sold on Pittsburgh, not with that defense. Your competition in the AFC are the Buffalo Bills, the New England Patriots, the Indianapolis Colts, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Denver Broncos, and the Los Angeles Chargers. That's your competition. That's your competition. So we got to look at it from that standpoint and say, okay, so based on that, what is that coming down to? For all intents and purposes, the way Indianapolis has looked, with Jonathan Taylor as a legitimate MVP candidate, with Daniel Jones playing lights-out football as well, the road to the Super Bowl in the AFC is probably going to go through Indy and Kansas City, barring any major setbacks. NFC is a different matter. When we look at the NFC, different beast. Eagles could drop 35 on you, still lose. So can Green Bay. So can Detroit. That's three teams right there. We know Tampa Bay got the South on lockdown. From there forward, you got to look at the West with San Francisco, L.A., Seattle. All formidable teams. But who's standing out? Who's doing what? And by the way, what are their needs? Again, these are questions that you have to ask yourself. Detroit's another team that can use an edge rusher. Ranked last in pass rush win rate. And obviously they need some help across from Aiden Hutchinson, who, by the way, just reached a new contract extension. So in the middle of the season, they're taking care of Aiden Hutchinson, who deserves it, by the way. But if you are the Detroit Lions, what don't you need? Your Green Bay, is Jordan Love ready? Is he ready? Christian Watson's back. Romeo, where art thou, Romeo Doubs? He's there. Matthew Golden's rookie, he could play. But what you going to do? All these are legitimate questions. Questions that need to be answered. And that's why I'm here for it. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. I'm just saying. I don't want to bore. I know it's not going to be boring. But I don't want. I want suspense. That's what I want. And Lamar Jackson is going to give it to me because he's going to overcome early season doldrums, and he's going to answer the call. He's going to start tomorrow night because he's going against Miami. I mean, who can't beat Miami? We understand what a mess that has been. Yeah, they just beat Atlanta. I get that part. Well, we've seen how they look for the vast majority of this season. I keep telling y'all, there's special things in special places. Everybody can't handle certain environments. When you're in certain environments and the sun will shine tomorrow no matter what, and you get to party and live a beautiful, beautiful quality of life, warm weather, palm trees, sunshine, et cetera, et cetera. Hell, you ain't giving a damn. It don't hurt that much to lose. It really, really doesn't. That's the problem that Miami is dealing with. Most teams don't have to deal with that. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number. Call us 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. By the way, one of the other interesting topics of conversation to have is quarterback ratings, because where do you put Mahomes now? Where do you put Daniel Jones? Where do you put Jared Goff? Where do you put Jordan Love? Where do you put Sam Darnold? These are things that have to be talked about. They have to be considered because, again, as the NFL trading deadline is approaching, you got to know what you're talking about. These are the kind of things that people are talking about because they're like, what is my team going to do? That's what they're wondering about, and I don't blame them one bit. I really, really don't. They got the Steelers down here in terms of their needs, a wide receiver. Yes, they do, because DK Metcalf, he's a stud. I get that part. But these short yardage passes from Aaron Rodgers to him ain't going to cut it. Steelers' offense is too predictable. That's why they're losing games when it counts. There's no way around it. So that's how I'm looking at it right now. That's one subject to go into. Another subject to tackle. outside of the four-year, $180 million contract extension Aiden Hutchinson has received. By the way, that includes $141 million guaranteed. One of the other things that I wanted to get into was the World Series. Didn't I tell y'all? I tried to tell y'all yesterday, but y'all didn't want to listen. I know what the hell I said because I was there when I said it. I told y'all the Blue Jays were not to be dismissed. I told y'all that in Game 3, when Shohei Ohtani got on base 9 damn times, I told y'all that was then. After those 18 innings, the brother desperately wants to go get some sleep. He's going to be a bit tired. And what are you going to do then? Now, Shohei Ohtani actually pitched a pretty damn good game because he's the best thing we've seen since Babe Ruth. Fair enough. But in the same breath, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. did hit a two-run blast off of him. He did do that in the third inning. So these kind of things are going to happen. I'm just telling you right now, the way that I'm looking at it right now, I don't like blowouts. I like a series. I like a challenge. And when I think about the Toronto Blue Jays, I said they got to win game 4. Because if they don't, this is over in 5. But if they do win game 4, this could go 7. And that's, listen, what else is there to say? If you're the Toronto Blue Jays, you lose an 18-inning game to the Los Angeles Dodgers, courtesy of a Freddie Freeman walk-off home run in the bottom of the 18th inning. But here's the deal. If you are Toronto, your mission is, I'm going to come back in game 4. We're going to take them out because they're going to be a bit fatigued. They're going to be a bit tired. They're going to be a bit shorthanded. We'll find a way to get to them. And that's exactly what Toronto did, ensuring that the World Series goes back to Canada. To Toronto, Canada, for a game 6 and possibly, if necessary, a game 7. That's what they pulled off with that victory in game 4 last night. Mookie Betts is not swinging the bat well. Shohei Ohtani is. And I got to tell y'all something right now. It's scary how gifted this kid is. It's unbelievable. It really, really is. Other night, when he got on base 9 times, he hit 2 doubles and smacked 2 home runs. You know what they said? Let him walk, pitch around him. I keep telling y'all I hate the intention to walk because I love competition. And I think that gets a way to bypass the competition. But I don't know how you can fix it because you can't police the game that stringently. So I guess we're stuck with it. I just hate it. But despite how much I hate it, it is undeniable that you can't blame Manager Snyder for doing it because they walked Ohtani 5 times. Because the first 4 times he got up at bat, he either hit a double or a home run each time. This is what we're dealing with when you're talking about Shohei Ohtani. This is what you're dealing with when you're talking about the Los Angeles Dodgers. But for the Blue Jays to respond to a game 3 loss like that and then turn right around and smack the Dodgers around 6-2, they basically sending a message to the Dodgers, we ain't going no damn place. And, oh, by the way, we could get to your bullpen. What you did in game 3, we don't think you could replicate that in a game 4 or game 5, 6, 7. We don't believe you. And the Dodgers bullpen is going to have to prove them wrong, especially back in Canada. No doubt about it. They're going to have to prove them wrong if they're going to get anywhere. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. I see the lines are filled. A bunch of you wanting to ask me a bunch of questions. I'm here for it. Coming at you live from the School of Business on the campus of Delaware State University in Dover, Delaware. The hospitality is special. I appreciate the people. And we got some little kiddies, some little students in here. I call them little kiddies because I'm an old-ass individual right now. Okay? I don't look it, but I am. Okay, I'm in my late 50s. That means you're getting a little bit older there. That's all right. But I'm happy to be getting older. I'm all right with it. It's about how you look and how you feel, not about the number on the birth certificate. That's just the initial pearl of wisdom I'm giving to these young whippersnappers right in front of me. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, back with your calls and more on everything I talked about in just a minute. More to Stephen A. Smith Show. Mad Dog Sports Radio, coming at you live in a minute.